AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A massive explosion has heavily damaged several floors of the Italian consulate building in Cairo. The facade has been torn off. There's a gaping hole in the building. At least one person is dead, four others injured in that explosion. Charred car parts are scattered onto the street, and a baseball-sized piece of an engine block was found blown over a row of buildings into a parallel street. AP's Ashraf Khalil reports from Cairo. It's still not clear what caused the blast.
There's been no claim of responsibility. However, this is taking place in the context of an ongoing violent struggle between the Egyptian government and security forces and Islamist militant groups, basically at war with the Egyptian government.
Secretary of State John Kerry, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif meeting again today in Vienna at nuclear talks to whittle away disputes that have led to four extensions of the latest round of talks. All seven nations agreed to yet another target day of Monday to reach a pact. Head of the government's Office of Personnel Management abruptly resigned yesterday. Catherine Archuleta bowing to mounting pressure following the unprecedented breach of private information on tens of millions of government workers. Presidential Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
Given the urgent and significant challenges that are facing OPM right now, a new manager with a specialized set of skills and experiences is needed.
The two break-ins attributed to China affected as many as 25 million people. Serena Williams shoots for her sixth Wimbledon title today, taking on Garbiñe Muguruza, who beat Williams in the second round of last year's French Open.
We had a tough match the last time we played, and she's given me problems in the past.
If she beats Muguruza, Williams will complete a self-styled Serena Slam and keep her on course for a true Grand Slam, last accomplished by Steffi Graf in 1988. This is AP Radio News. Another 88,000 Dodge Challengers have been added to the growing list of airbag recalls. Jackie Quinn has more.
Fiat Chrysler has already issued recalls for some 2 million vehicles in the U.S. because of potentially dangerous airbags made by Takata. Now it's adding tens of thousands of Dodge Challengers, model years 2008 to 2010. Takata's airbag inflators can explode in a crash, injuring drivers and passengers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Fiat Chrysler will notify owners next month and then will send a second notification when replacement parts are available. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Some 865,000 people have evacuated cities and towns along China's southeast coast, which is now being battered by a powerful typhoon. Thousands of ships have been ordered back to port. Ferry, air, rail, even bus service has been halted. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.